morning right now.
Amen.
Thank you every morning. And I will shout and I will sing in the redeemed of everything. One more time. Oh, in the redeemed. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when a sinner comes up and he swears or he's talking bad or evil or saying something, it's because that he doesn't think the presence of the Lord is there. But he's there.
Amen.
He's always there. He's always listening. He said he wouldn't talk like that if he knew that the Lord was there. Amen. If we'd just open up our eyes, we would sing. We could sing with our very eyes. I can feel him.
Amen.
You feel him tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Wonderful that he would come down and visit with us. He would come down and let us fellowship with him and let us worship him and just to be with him. And he wants to so bad. That's why he made me and you for, is to worship him. What we're doing, this just makes Papa God, he said, just makes him feel good because he just loves us to worship him. Are you still feasting over Wednesday's night service?
Amen.
The Lord really blessed. You know, when you lay hands on one another, that scripture, that's what Brother Branham said. He said it could be just like with Peter. He said he just laid his hands. He said, then you didn't have to pray. He said, just lay hands on one another. And that is the redeemed. And that you are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus. Do you believe that? That's what Brother Branham says. And then, if God has sent us to be his ambassadors, you are his ambassadors?
Amen.
Amen. All the power that's in heaven. Now you remember this. When you're laying hands on one another, when you did it the other night, and you're praying for one another, did you accept it?
Amen.
He says, all the power that's in heaven, all that God is, all of his angels, all of his power stand behind our words.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All his power stands behind your word. Amen. That's that bride recognizing himself. We can't look past this flesh, who we are, what we are. We keep looking at ourselves. We're worthless. We're worth nothing. I have no power whatsoever. But I have authority. You have the authority because it's God's word given to you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, God has to honor that word, for he is so solemnly written that whatsoever you bind on earth, that I will bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, that will I loose in heaven. And I give thee the keys to the kingdom. Oh, such great promises he has given to his church. And you are his church. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But we have to do something else, too. You have to act upon it.
Amen.
You have to put it into action, Brother Branham said.
Amen.
Remember many tapes ago, we were listening to where Brother Branham says, put it into action. Yeah. You have to do something. You have to believe. And that's the hard part. It's easy when you're sitting here and you're doing it and you're under the anointing and you feel it and you do it and then you accept it. And then the second you walk out that door, you get underneath it. Wham! It wasn't for you. You didn't get nothing. Look at you, still got the same symptoms. You're still sick at your stomach. You still got the flu. You still got this or got that. Somebody asked him, what do you say? The first confession comes out of your mouth. How do you feel? Oh, man, I feel terrible. Ooh, I'm believing for my healing. I feel terrible. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
It should be, praise God, I'm healed. The Son of God prayed for me. I went before the throne. I'm healed. I feel great. I feel wonderful. That's what the prophet of God did. And he called him and he says, well, Brother Branham, when you were saying that, you were lying. He said, I wasn't lying. He said, you were looking at the symptoms. I was looking at that promise. It's our promise. It's the word. Put it into action. That's when it comes to pass, when we put it into action. When it is to somebody and they prayed for you and you didn't accept it, it's maybe for your family, maybe for your children. Maybe they're worse off tonight than it seems like that they were when they prayed for you the other night. You're sicker than you were the other night. Guess what? Praise God, I'm healed. Oh, they're getting closer every minute. They're doing better every second. It's great. It's wonderful. Now, when you believe that, that's when things start taking place. You mar your confession. We do. That is so that we look so much and we're so trained to look at our symptoms, to look what it looks like with our eyes, what it feels like with our body, that we mar our confession when we say that. That I'm not feeling good or it's terrible or I'm doing worse today. I'm doing better every day.
Amen.
You got to say it. Brother Branham says you bring your body into subjection of your testimony.
Amen.
You make it.
Amen.
He said the right mental attitude, the mental attitude toward any promise of God will bring it to
Amen.
Pass.
Amen.
And you're a royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
You know something good? You can't even die. You better say amen, James Jackson. We can't. Brother Brent says, you hear I'm dead, don't you believe it.
Amen.
You hear I'm dead, don't you believe it.
Amen.
I'm done died. I've already got another tabernacle that I'm going into. When this one fades away, praise God. I'm in His presence. Boom. Before the undertaker comes and gets my body, I'm sitting in the presence of Almighty God. Now that makes you feel good tonight. That if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I've already got one for you.
Amen.
And just step into it in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. And He told us about it the other night when the rejected king gone beyond the curtain of time and told us what it was like. Coming up there hugging these beautiful women and men and how that they were. That's us. That's what we're going to be.
Amen.
We just step right into it. As I've said many times, we're the original time travelers.
Amen.
Star Trek, whatever, they ain't got nothing on us.
Amen.
We're beyond that. Way beyond that. We came from there. And we're just here just for such a short period of time just to glorify Him, to do His will. And that's what we want to do, is be in His will. Be in His perfect will. Because it doesn't matter what we do or what He wants us to do. But by confessing our healings, by confessing who that we are, that gives honor and glory to Him.
Amen.
So let's put that in practice.
Amen.
When you're sick, tell them I'm healed.
Amen.
When you're feeling bad and you're nervous, I feel better all the time.
Amen.
When you're looking at children or grandchildren or family, praise the God, they're coming in.
Amen.
The prophet of God, it's the word has went forth. It cannot die.
Amen.
He says, if you've got enough faith for yourself, then you have faith for your family.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We've all got somebody we want to see come in. And they are. They're in. You might not see it with your eyes, but they're in.
Amen.
Tonight we're going to hear about adoption.
Amen.
We are sons and daughters of God. We were born sons and daughters of God. Amen?
Amen.
But we have to go through an adoption. That adoption progress. Did you hear ye Him?
Amen.
He went through that adoption process. Ah, isn't that beautiful? What a message. What's wonderful is He said that He sends down the Holy Spirit is our tutor.
Yeah.
He tutors us night and day. And I love, I don't know if you guys did at school, Brother Branham told the world how bad I was in school. I had tutors. And what a tutor does, he works on you one-on-one. He doesn't have to teach everybody. He just has to teach you. And he drills you. And he goes in and he teaches you and teaches you and teaches you. And as you're sitting here tonight, your tutor is with you, individually teaching you, talking to you as individuals that he is, and reporting back to Father. And what do we want to hear? Oh, he acts just like you. He talks just like you. Oh, he praises God just like you. He's just like you, Father. Amen. That's my son. That's my daughter. Is that what we want to hear? Amen. That's the desire of our hearts to do that. He will into doing it. And it was that, do you know what? That Jesus, He was adopted.
Yes, amen.
Was He?
Amen.
He said on Mount Transfiguration, He took the three up there, and He says that they got all excited. And He goes, oh, let's build three tabernacles. This is great. We'll do one for this and that. He said, before the words come out of their mouth, He said, hear ye Him. This is my beloved Son. You hear ye Him. Guess what? In our day, there was another adoption that took place.
Amen.
Right there. Right there.
Amen.
To the world, it says, hear ye him. Amen. It says, are you without love? Hear ye him. He says, you got the broken heart? Hear ye him. You need joy in your heart? Hear ye him. You need forgiveness? Hear ye him. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Hear ye him. And in our day, that is the voice of God to us in this day. Right there. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's for the whole world to see, for the whole world to know that he came down. Like you said, it's not hidden. It's not back someplace else.
Amen.
It's right before their very eyes. The proof of it. He said the world had to testify who it was to come down to vindicate who it was. It was his prophet to hear ye him. But each one of us have to go through that too. And that's where he says that whatever we say, whatever you bind on earth, he said, he'll bind in heaven.
Amen.
When the closer we get and realize that, we come to church, we listen to the tapes, but you've got to put it into action. You've got to get rid of everything. It's like, Lord, every day, everything, anything that stands in the way of the Lord, I've got to do that more.
Amen.
I've got to get rid of more things to get closer to him. That's the only way that I'm going to be an adopted son or daughter of God. And it never ends. It never ends until we get on that other side. But to me, I keep looking at myself, but we just need to look at Calvary. Amen?
Amen.
But he's brought us here. He's assembled us together. And we're sitting together in heavenly places. Let's say that one more time. We're sitting together where?
In heavenly places.
Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
I got a good quote for you. We are going to have such a wonderful time tonight in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you believe.
Amen.
That was a little weak, but we'll work on it.
Amen.
We're going to have a good time tonight.
Amen.
Okay, you're getting better. He says, oh, let's stop for just 1 minute. In heavenly places. Now, just not out anywhere, but in heavenly places. We are assembled in heavenly places. It means that the position of the believer. Are you a believer?
Amen.
We're on a roll. That if I'm prayed up, and you're prayed up, or the church is prayed up. Are you prayed up tonight?
Amen.
All right. And we're ready for the message.
Amen.
Are you ready for the message?
Amen.
Okay. And we're assembled ourselves together as saints.
Amen.
Oh, we're going good. Called out, baptized with the Holy Ghost, and filled with his blessings.
Amen.
Check that one off the list. We're called.
Amen.
Elected.
Amen.
Oh, man. Sitting together in heavenly places now.
Amen.
We are the heavenlies in our soul. Our spirit has brought us into the heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
So we are in that heavenly atmosphere right now. Amen. We're in it. Amen. Amen. Heavenly places. This is it right here. Don't be looking for nothing else. This is it. You've arrived. Now listen to what the prophet said. He said, oh, brother, there you are, a heavenly atmosphere. Oh, what could take place tonight? What could happen tonight if we'd be sitting here in heavenly atmosphere and the Holy Spirit moved over every heart that's been regenerated and become a new creature in Christ Jesus? All sins under the blood, in perfect worship, with his hands up to God and our hearts lifted, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, worshiping together in heavenly places.
Amen.
Let's give him a hand. Praise the Lord. Sitting together in heavenly places. How wonderful that we have that opportunity that the Lord's allowed us to be here and to do that, to hear the Word and to take part of the Lord's Supper. Have you come prepared? Have you come ready? You feel the love of the Holy Spirit that's here. Our greatest desire is to be together with one another and to worship Him. And He's given this opportunity to do it. I love you and appreciate you. I appreciate your stand upon the Word. Your willingness to, no matter what it is, stand in the Word. But we come to this time that we want to make sure that He knows within our heart that He's welcome here. That we love Him. And to let Him know that we're a needy people. And that we are, because that we're humans and we're frail. We make mistakes and we fail. We do get sick. But we believe. We've confessed it. And now we know we're sitting in heavenly places because of all the things that the prophet of God said, the Word. We're there. And we have many prayer requests that have come into the church. The other night we didn't read them all. Sometimes there's so many of us, forgive us sometimes that we don't, but there's so many of them that comes in to read every single one of them. But we want to remember our sister Natalie Galusha. She's down in her back. We have got Brother David Erickson Jr. He's sick. Brother Amelon. He's been really sick. He's been a real soldier for the cross. I know most every one of you that you know him. He's a real servant of the Lord. I remember one time driving in a car with him. And I was sitting in the back seat and he started crying. And he said, Brother Joseph, he says, I can remember when I was 16 years old, standing on a corner in Mexico, and I never had one track to put into the hands of the people. What was you doing when you were 16 years old? He gives his heart to this message of the Lord Jesus. Let's lift him up in prayer tonight.
Amen.
We're going to send a legion of angels.
Amen.
I hope you're listening tonight, Brother Amelon, because they're coming your way.
Amen.
And the rest of you too. We want to remember our brother Charlie Roberson. He's got bronchitis. We want to remember our brother Terry Sargent. He's got pain in his back and he's hurting. We also want to remember our brother Campbell. As many of you know, some of you didn't announce it, that he had a stroke. It was last Friday. But the Lord's reached out and touched him. I think he's in southern Indiana now. He's in therapy. You know, when I talked to him on the phone, when I heard it, it was Friday night that he had it, and I talked to him Saturday morning. My heart just went out. You know how it is. It's just like, there's my brother. He's over there. He's had a stroke. Heard his speech. I think his hand was numb down the side. And I thought, oh, Lord, I feel for my brother. When I got on the phone to him, I said, praise the name of the Lord, Brother Campbell. I don't know what had happened or what's going on, but it couldn't have happened unless Father said it could happen. And it's for your better. But Satan still doesn't have a right. So I'm a child of God, and I'm claiming it. You're coming back. God's going to restore you. He's going to give it back, and I don't know what it is, and I hate you have to go through this. No, no, I really don't, because He wanted it to happen. If we'll look at things like that, Lord, it's for your honor and for your glory. I don't know why, but it is for your honor and glory. That's what the prophet of God told us. It's for His honor and glory. Whatever comes upon us, praise the name of the Lord. Lord, help me be a testimony to overcome it, no matter what it is. But it's our right and our duty, and each one of us, we got a little slingshot. It ain't very big, but it's really deadly. He says, when we pick up those five little rocks, and what are they? F-A-I-T-H. And it hit the target every single time. Do you believe that?
Yes.
So all of you, as we bow our heads in prayer, we want to reach out and touch Him as He comes by and take our little slingshots.
Yes.
And for whatever request that you have upon your heart, and these that are out listening to us, and these that are in the hospital, and these requests that I just read, that we're believing that God's going to restore their health to them again.
Amen.
Or whatever their need is. And He's going to meet your need. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. So if you have a special need upon your heart, if you'll just raise your hand. Just say, Lord Jesus, you know what it is. You know what I have need of, Lord. Just be with me, Lord, and help me, Lord. Give me the strength that I need, Lord. Draw me closer to you, Lord.
Yes.
For truly, that's the desire of my heart more than anything, Lord, is just to be more like you.
Yes.
Help me. Pick me up when I'm down, Lord.
Yes.
You encourage me. Just, you're here to talk to me tonight, Lord, and I just want to worship you. That's what I'm here for. And Lord, not for myself, but when we pray for others is when he comes. Lord, these requests, my brother, my sister sitting next to me, I'm going to be praying for them, Lord. Whatever they have need of, give them strength. And you'll grant it. So let's just reach out and touch him as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus, with all of our hearts. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity once again to be here in your presence, Lord. Lord, what a privilege and honor it is to be gathered together in your name, Lord. And to know that you would come down and be with us, Lord. To fellowship with us, Lord. Father, to know that you called us and that you predestinated us and you ordained us before the foundation of the world. To know that we would be here, Lord Jesus. Father, it's more than our minds can comprehend, Lord. But you know the need of each one of us, Lord. You know the needs of these prayer requests that I've said, Lord. You know each and every single one. And Lord, the ones that are out there listening in, that Lord, they're needy, Lord. But you are the great I Am, and you are the great one that can take care of all of our needs, Lord. All we have to do is just believe, Lord. And Lord, we believe we have that little slingshot, Lord. That little slingshot that prophet talked about. And it is deadly, Lord. And Father, we just ask you to be with each and every one, Lord Jesus. Meet each request. Be with the ones that can't be here. Be with the ones in the hospital, our brothers and our sisters, Lord. The ones that are home that are sick.
Yes.
And the ones here, Lord, that are needy, Lord. If it's sickness in their body, whatever it is, Lord Jesus, you are the great I Am, Lord. And we're going to believe, Lord Jesus. We're going to believe from the depths of our heart because it's your word. It's not our word that we have no power, Lord, but we have the authority because it is your word, Lord. We're believing it.
Yes.
And Father, we want to welcome you, Lord, to be here with us, Lord. May your Holy Spirit come down. As I read that quote that your prophet said, that Lord, what could take place tonight, Lord Jesus?
Yes.
Lord, to be in that heavenly atmosphere, Lord Jesus, that is it, Lord.
Amen.
Let us set everything aside, Lord Jesus. Forget about yesterday and forget about tomorrow, but Lord, right now with you, Lord. We invite you, Lord. Come and be with us, Lord. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Take full control, Lord, as we yield ourselves to you, Lord. Bless and be with us now. Be with these requests. Be with your lambs, Lord. And Father, as we partake of your Lord's Supper tonight, Lord Jesus, bless and be with us. For we know that there's healing in that, Lord. It's for your broken body, Lord, that we take that bread and that wine, your blood. But one day we'll take it anew with you, Lord, on the other side, Lord. We know you're coming and it's soon, Lord, very soon, Lord. We're so looking forward to it. Father, with great anticipation, as we heard your prophet, tell us about just beyond the curtain of time. Father, I believe tonight they even hear us, Lord.
Yes.
The ones that went on before us, they're listening in, Lord. I pray they are, Lord, that we want to be with them, Lord, and be with you, Lord. That's the desire of our heart, Lord Jesus. Come and bless and be with us now as we commit this service and ourselves in your hands. For we ask it all in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus, and we all say, Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Just reach out. Truly a time coming, and Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. How many's here to come and dine tonight? Amen. Well, Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people to come and dine. And with His manna He does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, to sweep us up with Jesus every time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calling, come and dine. And you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. And He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry, solid now, come and dine. Disciples seem to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called us to them to come and dine. And there they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfies the hungry every time. Oh, come and dine, the Master called us, come and dine. And you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. I love this last verse. Soon the Lamb will take His bride to be ever at His side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints and spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time, and He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we thank You, Lord, for another opportunity to come into Your house, Lord, to worship You in spirit and truth. And Lord, we just pray that You'd come and be with us. Accept our worship, Lord, and we just pray that You undertake for each need. Lift our spirits and encourage each heart. Pray You bless these tithes and offerings, Lord, to carry on Your work. In Jesus' name we pray.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Sanchez family and their
all the way from Guadalajara, Mexico. And we sure appreciate that. And even I've been Voice of God all last week working on some projects, and we sure appreciate them. Let's just all stand as we sing this little chorus. It's Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Oh, Hallelujah.
Oh, Hallelujah.
God bless you. Here's God's prophet, Brother Branham.